Let's do the second sphere piece first, because the first sphere piece will be a good lead-in to the first Shavuos piece. Yes, so let's keep those two together. Okay, so Kedushas Levi for Sphira. He quotes the pasuk Ye'er Panav Itanu Sela. Where is that pasuk, and what does that have to do with anything? Telem Samach Zayin. What's Telem Samach Zayin? Telem Samach Zayin is the parak of Telem, right? That we say with Sphira. Telem Natsech that we say with Sphira. Now, why do we say with Sphira? Said it. Why do we say with Sphira? Here. You say with Sphira. How many words appear in that parak of Tehillim? Tricked you.
48.
50. Okay. The answer is 49. Once you take off a little bit. If you look in the article, it lines them up, one word per day. Well, you have the Anubak, right? You have the Anubak Kalach count. That's why we say Anubak Kalach. But right after the Harachman, we say Lam Natzeach B'Neginos Mizmar Shir. And then we begin Elokim Yechanenu V'Yivarchenu. So those first four words don't count. Lam Natzeach B'Neginos Mizmar Shir is not part of the count. Starting from the word Elokim Yechanenu V'Yivarchenu, from there till the end is 49 words. Okay, so really B'Sach HaKol you have 53 words in the parak, but we assign one word per day. So for example, today, being the 36th day of the Omer, corresponds to the word kulam. Okay, great. So go figure out what that has to do with anything. Okay, you have multiple kulams, because you have two psukim that repeat, right? Yaducha am melokim, yaducha am kulam. You have the pasuk twice in this parak. So you figure out what each one has to do with one word per day in terms of sphira. But one of the psukim, right, the second pasuk is what? Elokim Yechanenu V'Yivarechenu Ya'er Panav Itanu Sela. Since we said it during Sphira, the Berditchver, Helig Berditchver wants to darshan the pasuk. Ya'er Panav Itanu Sela. May he illuminate his countenance Itanu, with us. What does it mean that Hashem should shine with us? It's different than Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, shine upon you. What's Ya'er Panav Itanu? That means to shine with us. Ulechora Tevas Itanu Miyusar. O Havi Lele Memer Ya'er Panav Lanu Sela. Either take out the word Bechlal, or make it more like Birchas Kohanim, that the Kohanim shower or try to bring the illumination of Hashem upon us. What does it mean, Ya'er Panav Itanu? It's almost like a partnership that's taking place with us. V'nira di'isa b'pasuk, Ashrecha Yisrael mikamocha. Very end of the Torah, Ashrecha Yisrael mikamocha. Who is like you? Perish Rashi, Ashrecha shalacha mikamocha shalacha. What does that mean? Di'isa b'medrash, b'reishis, b'shvil Yisrael shenikar reishis. The tachlis of the Bria we know is that there should be a klal Yisrael. Hainu shakol ha'olamos heim b'shvil Yisrael. That everything that happens, everything that has happened, everything that is happening, everything that will happen, it's all with the purpose of Klal Yisrael becoming Klal Yisrael, being Klal Yisrael. Perish misnagim al yidei Yisrael. And therefore, we've been given a certain bias over the Bria that we're able to dictate how things should be. Ashrecha Yisrael, right? Because you're in charge. Sometimes it looks like we're responding to the world. No, we're not responding to the world. The world responds to us. We have the ability to dictate to the world. Al derech, the Gemara that he loves to quote, Mi Moshal be tzaddik, Mori Katan Tazayim. Who rules over me? The tzaddik. Hashem, in a certain sense, has empowered Klal Yisrael to dictate how things go. Ukefi Ratzon Yisrael kach nasa ba'olam. So it's not just that Hashem runs the world. We run the world. We run the world with Hashem. And that's what it means, Usvartem lachem. Usvartem lachem. Svartem we explained many times from many different svarim. Rachayim HaKadosh, other tzaddikim explained, Svartem is a lashon of what? Of sapirs, to illuminate. Svartim lachem. That the illumination is in accordance with you. Like we had all those other pieces recently in Kedushas Levi. Da mala mala mimcha. Know what happens above is from you. Or Kedushasi lamala, the Kedusha above is mi Kedushaschem. It comes from you. So again, the same thing here. Usvartim lachem. The ability to illuminate is yours. And now we understand the pasuk. Shkulam tolim bachem. That it all depends upon you. And that's what it means, Ya'er Panav Itanu. Ya'er Panav Itanu. Not just Hashem, you should shine upon us. That's also true. Right? Let's not forget, Hashem, at the end of the day, you have the final say. I told you that far from the Berdeshavar. It's in later, it's in like the Likutim section. He says, what's the pshat in Melech, Malchei Hamlachim? We refer to Hashem, Melech, Malchei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch. What's the pshat? Melech, Malchei Hamlachim means Melech, Malchei Hamlachim. The king who rules over kings, who rule over the king. Right, what does that mean? So who's the king? Hashem is the king. Who are the kings who rule over the king? Talmidei Chachamim. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Bi malachim yimlochu. As Gemara says in Masechas Gittin, who are the kings? The rabbis. The rabbi is like a king. It's a melech. Right? The melech. It's a inyan malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu, I told you recently several times, Moshe Rabbeinu is called a melech in Rashi. It's referred to as a melech. He's a melech of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem is the king. Hashem empowers the kings, any Jew who's a melech, any Jew who acts in the way of malchus. Explained, malchus means moach, lev, kavod, rashi tevos melech, person who's in control of himself. So he has the ability to rule over Hashem. Mi moshel bi tzadik, who rules over me? The tzadik. Right? So what's melech, malchei hamlachim? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's veto power. I'm the king who rules over the kings, the chachamim, who rule over the king, who rule over me. So meaning there's one level where Hashem allows the chachamim to rule over him. But there's also a final say that Hashem has where he says, well, Maisa, at the end of the day, I get to make the bills, right? Honestly. And the tzaddik wants to be mevatel himself to Hashem. But again, it's an amazing partnership that's taking place between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Ya'er Panav Yitanu Selam. We shine upon the world, Sfartim Lachem. The illumination of the world is taloy on us. And therefore it's Yitanu, it's with us. It's not just over us. Hashem, you don't just shine upon us, but you shine with us. Okay, now let's go back to the first sphere piece.
Mashpia likes to say Mama Lashon is Melech Malchem.
Mama Lashon, yeah, Mama Lashon. Mama. Nira Levar Mipnei Ma Al Kol HaMitzvos Mitayag Mitzvos Mevarchen Shachiyah. Why is it one of the special things about a mitzvah that comes from time to time, from one year to the next, when you come to that mitzvah, we haven't heard shofar in a long time. We haven't had a lulav in a long time. We haven't been engaged in certain mitzvahs for a long time, so no, we should usher it in with a shachiyana, and we do. So why is it by so many mitzvahs, again, not the daily mitzvahs that we do, but the mitzvahs that we do, from time to time, they get a bircha shachiyanu. Val mitzvah, Sfira sa'omer, ein mevarchin shachiyan. Sfira, the famous question. The Rishonim already asked this question. Why is there no shachiyanu when it comes to Sfira? Because it lasts for 49 days? Okay, but the most of the year, there is no such thing as Sfira. So why don't we make a bracha of Shachiyanu on the sphere? Well, maybe the Shachiyanu at the end of the sphere is the Shachiyanu on the sphere. Shachiyanu on Shavuos, when we get to Shavuos is the Shachiyanu on the sphere. Why don't we make Shachiyanu after it's all said and done? That doesn't make sense. Why is there no Shachiyanu on Sphira? The Na'isa B'Kisvei Arizal, the Arizal wrote, and we know this Arizal, on the Pasuk, Tavduna Selokim Al HaRazah. When Moshe Rabbeinu is at the Sneh, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to go to Mitzrayim, you're going to take the Jews out, and you're going to bring them back to this very mountain, and Tavduna Selokim Al HaRazah, you're going to serve me on this mountain. That's going to be the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when you have the Torah. Dinei Yadua, Shekashayu Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, Hayu Mishukam B'Memtes Shari Tuma. We know very well, the Arizal emphasized, again, they couldn't wait a second longer, because they're on the 49th level of Tuma. The Jews had to get out of Mitzrayim, before they sunk to level 50. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachamah V'Chasadav Galam Mitzrayim. And Hashem in His kindness took us out of Mitzrayim before it was too late. Kedei lakarvam tachas kanfei Hashchina. Hashem says, I want you to be my beloved bride. Okay. I want you to be my beloved bride. It's a little awkward. Hashem brings his kala home, introduces her to the parents. So, kala, what have you been up to? Have you spent the last 210 years? Now he knows, the chassan says, no, I know things about my kala, my parents aren't going to see, my friends aren't going to see, my rabbam aren't going to see. I believe in this girl. Okay? But he wants to make sure that by the time they come to the chuppah, people are in chas v'shalom murmuring at the chuppah. That's who he's marrying, this is the girl he chose. This is the best he could do for himself. From person, why would he marry such a girl? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Sfira Sa'omer to get ourselves ready for the chuppah. The same way that every kala, not a kala who's involved in terrible things, every kala has to go through a period of tara before she comes to the chuppah. She should go to the mikvah. She should prepare herself. Her body should be pure at the time that they come together. How many days does a woman count in order to prepare herself for the mikvah? meaning after she's completed seeing blood, she needs 7 clean days. Interesting to think about why Klal Yisrael couldn't do 7 days, they needed to do 7 weeks. But the comparison that many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim make is that the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer parallel the 7 days that a woman prepares herself before going to the mikvah. And based on the Zohar and other sources, this is why Alpi Pnimius is a very big Indian to try to go to the mikvah on the morning of Shuas. Understand why? Because the whole point of the whole Sfiras Omer is to get to that mikvah to be able to then, okay, so some do and some don't. There are very big rabbis who don't. And there are very big rabbis who would say that's, you know, it's impossible. How does one come to Shuas without mikvah? It's like the Kala preparing herself and not going to the mikvah, and then being with her husband, marrying her husband under the chuppah as a nida. So it's a big inyan. Yeah, not in halacha per se, but in pnimius, it's a very big inyan. One of the reasons the Bava Trebi and others emphasize, there's certain things that aren't in halacha because they're bigger than halacha. It's not that they're less than halacha, and that's why they're not on the books. They're so big that it's much bigger than a pratiyas dik halacha. And this is one of those things that the Svar, and the Shina Rebbe has also in a, writes about it. Many tzaddikim wrote about it. It's a very big inyan. It's a very big inyan to try to go to mikvah Shuas morning. Okay, so if you can, you should. V'zeh perish ha-pasuk, ta'avdunas ha-lokim. Perish, ta'avdunas ha-lokim, perish ta'avdu nun. What does it mean, ta'avdu nun? Meaning, count the 49 days. Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Moshe is laughing and saying, that's ridiculous. We're not going to get these Jews out of Mitzrayim. How are we going to get these Jews out of Mitzrayim? How they? This is who you're choosing to marry. Hashem says they're going to get themselves ready. They're going to spend 7 weeks getting ready, and by the time they get to the nun, by the time they get to level 50, day 50, they'll have left Mitzrayim, and now they're ready. They've prepared themselves. They've cleansed themselves, and now they're ready to be my beloved bride, to stand under the chuppah, tachas har.
What's ta'avdun nun?
The word is ta'avdun. So the way the Sfarim are learning it is ta'avdu nun. Mine says Tavdun. But that's how it's learned. Tavdun. Right? When you get through these 50 days, then you're ready to become Hashem's bride. So therefore what? Let's be honest. The Chasan and Kala are committed to the halacha. She's going to spend time preparing herself to go to the mikvah. They're going to plan the wedding date, even around her nida cycle. And they're going to, whatever they have to do to figure this all out. We very much want the Chasan and Kala to be permitted to themselves on the night of the wedding. It doesn't always work out that way. You should just know. There are times you can have a chuppah called chuppas nida, the whole sugya and halacha. Right? But we want very much so that the Chasan and Kala should be able to be with each other. And for them, the period of separation is very difficult. From the time they decide they were getting married, they want to be together. I'm not only talking about in terms of the intimacy, but they want to move in with each other. The waiting period can be very frustrating, can be very healthy and important. That's why Hashem set it up that way, right? But they just want to come together. They can't be apart any longer. So in a certain sense, there's a burdensome nature to the Tara process. Yeah, we just want to be there already. So therefore, that's reflected in the lack of Shechianu, says the Reditcher. When can we just be there already? I want to get there. I want to get to Har Sinai. I'm so eager. I want to jump over the boundaries that are holding us apart and just get us there. I want to have that cure. I want to have that closeness. I can't be able, from the time you took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem, I can't have this in-between relationship. I've been waiting too long for you to save me. I just need to jump into your arms. Hashem says, no. In 7 weeks. Oh, 7 more weeks? I'm going to go insane. I can't wait 7 weeks. The Jewish people just want to get through the sphere. There's a part of us that just wants to get through it. There's a part of us that understands the chashivas of the process. But there's a part of us that just wants it to be over. Look at these words. If it would be possible to get it all done in a second, and then to draw close to Hashem, mamish, you know, yichud, azay matov manoim hayalem bazeh, we would take it. If there was a fast track to the chuppah, yeah, we would do it. Okay, the fast track to the chuppah is obviously inappropriate, so that's why it's not an option. So the Berditchever says, the longing of the Jewish people, the pain of the sphere, Shachiyanu means Shachiyanu v'kimah, we're so happy to count these 7 weeks. Obviously, a little bit we are, because we're preparing for Shuas. But a little bit we're not. A little bit we just want to be there. And that has to be a feeling that a Jew has. Even when a Jew, that's what we're going to talk about in the next piece also, even when a Jew is forced to live in Gvulim, we spoke about Nadav and Avihu, who crossed the line to go into Kodesh Kadashim, even when a Jew is forced to restrain himself and to have that holy restraint, we just finished the week of Hod. Hod is what? Hod is restraint. Hod is the ability to hold back. And there's something very beautiful, right? Hod Shabahod. There's a majesty to holding back. That's why I realized over Shabbos, when it says, you know, the famous Rashi about Aaron, right? Moshe says, Aaron, go bring the carbon. And Aaron is embarrassed. And he says, L'kach nivcharta, that's why you're chosen. The midah of Aaron is mamish to say, I can't. He's held back. And then Moshe says, right, that, L'kach nivcharta, that's your midah, exactly. And the reason you're going to get to be close is because you know how to restrain. If you don't know how to hold back, you don't know how to be close. And ein havdala dei minayin, the Rishami says. Why do we say havdala and chonin hadas? Das means ichud. Das means Adam knew his wife. Das means the deepest intimate connection. Why do we say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos? It's interesting. No, Havdalah means separation. Why is the bracha of separation? Why is Havdalah included in the place of connection? Because if I don't know how to separate, then I don't really know how to connect. And vice versa. Right? Ein das Havdalah minayim. Without das, right, I don't know what to separate from. I don't know how to separate. I can't really come to connect. If I let everyone in on my marriage through social media, then it's not really a yichud. It's not really a marriage. If I don't understand that kedushin means that harayat mikudeshes li, as much as I'm emphasizing you are mine, even more so, the language of mikudeshes is what? Everyone else is not yours. It's highlighting the fact that you're no longer shayach to anyone else. And because of that, now we can go to the yichud. There can be a yichud, there can be a true yichud, once there's a proper separation. So that feeling, that tug of war, again, of just wanting to be so close to Hashem, but part of being close to Hashem is also knowing how to do that dance of closeness and withdrawal. Like, again, like we learned that piece from the Rav and Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman, about Ratz of Eshov. I have to know when to draw close, I have to know when to pull back. Yeah, sorry to keep you waiting.
I'm confused as to how this connects to Shechianu.
Because Shechianu is I'm so happy to arrive at this mitzvah. When I take my lulav in my hand, the Riditcher literally put his hands through the glass. He had his lulav and esrog in the glass display case. He stayed up the whole night waiting for the first opportunity to take the lulav. Right? L'kachtem l'chem b'yom harishon. It has to be a mitzvah by day. He's sitting there waiting. When is it yom? Finally, daybreak comes, and he literally forgot you're supposed to open the door and take out the lulav. He literally punched his hands through the glass and pulled out the lulav. Okay? That was the slavos of the Riditcher. Right? He can't wait. The earliest opportunity, he grabbed it. So the problem is here, Hashem, you took us out of Mitzrayim, and you say, I want to marry you. Good, so let's go. Nope, 7 weeks. Ugh. So I can't say it, Shech. Baruch, great. Exactly what I was hoping for. 7 more weeks of waiting. Shechianu, v'kimanu, v'kianu, l'zman hazeh. I'm so happy that I have to now go through a torturous process of waiting to be close to you. I can't say that with a straight face. Shechianu is an expression of how happy I am to arrive at this point. Now, I'm not. Klal Yisrael, again, Tomid ha'yiratzonu l'chalos yimei, you just want to get it over with. Right? If we could do it in a second, if we take off umiyad yaschil akira, we would. But Hashem says, you can't. You need to learn restraint. That's the same reason the chas and the kala are going to be together on the night of the chuppah, and then they're going to be separate immediately after. It's a crazy thing. Right? The piece from the Rav the Rav's piece in Catharsis was about, right, the separation of when they want to be together, and then she realizes she's an Ida. But even after that, on the night, for those who don't know, this is the halacha. On the wedding night, the chasen and kala have a mitzvah to be together, to be intimate with each other. And then, right, assuming that she's a besula, she's going to see bleeding from being a virgin. And then that blood has to be treated. You know, we know it's not. She didn't just get her period. We know she didn't get her period. But the blood is still treated as if she saw blood. So from the time that they're finished being together one time and they separate from one another, they have to separate. Separate. We just got married. Let us stay close for a couple of days at least. I don't know. Give us a week. After Shavuot Brachos, don't tell us to separate so we can practice restraint. It's such a crazy thing. We wait so long to be close. You allow us to be so intimate and so close. And then I have to withdraw. But that's the balance. Hashem, in Ein Havdalah, Das Minayin. If there's no Havdalah, if there's no understanding of boundaries of separation, then you can never be close. If I think I'm always closely, it doesn't work like that. The system of Taras Mishpach is one of the most brilliant things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever created, and the Chazal enhanced, and that therapists for secular people, for non-Jewish people, who are trying to rekindle a marriage, will tell you, don't touch each other. Forget being intimate with you. Don't touch each other at all. Harchakos, mamish harchakos, you're a day of kuf tzadihei. Don't touch each other at all. And you'll see. It'll add an element to the marriage again. If there's no separation, then there can't be closeness. It's a very delicate balance that the Torah has created. Okay, now there's a lot I want to say more about this, but let's do the first Shavuos piece first, and you'll see how it comes even more alive. A famous Torah from the Bereishis, which begins with three very funny words. Nish'alti b'medinas Litva. I was asked in Lithuania. Now, I don't know who asked him. I don't know which Litvak asked him. But I was in Litva. I found myself in Litva. I don't know. Maybe you had a scholar in residence, but a Litvak? I can't imagine. I don't know. Nish'alti b'medinas Litva. I was asked in Litva. B'pnei ma nikra chag shvuas b'shem atzeres. Very basic question. In Mishnaic literature, how do we refer to the Yom Tov of Shavuos? It's called Atzeres. The Torah doesn't call Shavuos Atzeres. Again, Mishnayos, what do we call Sukkos, Mishnayos?
Chag.
Chag. We call it Sukkos. Mishnayos, Sukkos is called Chag. Right? We call everything Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Sukkos. In Talmudic literature, Chag is the code word for Sukkos. In Talmudic literature, Atzeres is the code word for Shavuos. Atzeres means what?
Stop gathering.
Gather and to restrain. Right? V'halo lo nisker b'torah Hashem Atzeres rak b'shmini Atzeres. Atzeres is not a word that's foreign to the Torah, but not in the context of Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres. To restrain, to gather or to restrain. Let's see what it means. So the Bereishis says, I gave three answers to the question. Yeah, Pshat Rem is Drush, and I guess the Sod remains the Sod. The secret remains the secret. All right, we'll have to figure out what the fourth one is. But he says, first I'll tell you Pshat. Ofen Echad Hu Al Derech HaPshat. Pashat Pshat. It's important to know Pashat Pshat also. Halo Nira B'chol HaChagim Yesh B'hem Shnei Mine Avodas Labori Baruch. Every Yom Tov has two aspects to it. Every Yom Tov has the mitzvah that you do and the thing that you don't do. So for example, Ha'echad Hu Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Ashayach L'Chag Ploni. For example, B'Pesach Achilas Matv Domein. There's things that we do on Pesach. I told you, the Vilna Gaon had a calculation of the Seder night. There are 64 mitzvahs, derais, and derabanan. Go figure out what the cheshbon is, but there's so many things we do in terms of the mitzvahs of Sipur and Achilas Matv and the cups of wine and the challah. There's so many things we do. Okay? But there's also something we don't do. What's the thing we don't do on Yom Tov? Similar to Shabbos, we don't do malacha. With the exception of Ochal Nefesh, but we don't do malacha. Obeys who isra siyas malacha. Okay, Sukkos, we take a lulav, an esrog, we sit in the sukkah, and then there's also the Isra Malacha. Shavuos, what's the mitzvah of Shavuos? What's the thing we do on Shavuos? We learn Torah, Shkach, we do that all year round. What are we doing on Shavuos? What's the mitzvah miyuchad of Shavuos? We eat cheesecake. That's the mitzvah of Shavuos? I'm being serious, what's the mitzvah of Shavuos? Kabbalah Sattar, what's the mitzvah? A lot of nice things we think about. A lot of nice minhagim that we have. What's the mitzvah of Shavuos? What did Hashem give us to celebrate the Yom Tov? Uvechag Shavuos ain okein. Shavuos doesn't have, Ryan Cutler had a famous explanation, but Shavuos doesn't have a mitzvah saseh, doesn't have a mitzvah we do. We don't do something. What do we do on Shavuos? Well, it's what we don't do. Right? What does it have in common with Pesach and Sukkos? It's a Yom Tov. It's from Malacha. You don't go to work. If Shavuos is on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are working days for me, so I don't go to work. Right? What I do on Shavuos is what I don't do. What do I not do? I don't work. Ah, atzeres. Atzeres means atzeres. Atzeres means Yom Tov, restraint. Don't go to work. Okay, so Shavuos is called restraint. Right? It's not so much about what you do on Shavuos. It's about making sure that you don't do. There's a lot to think about there. In terms of a Jew's connection to Torah. Torah is not only defined by what I do. It's not one specific thing that I do. When Kabbalah's Torah is given over to a Jew, Bashar Husham, each person has Madrega, there's no specific thing you have to do in order to be worthy of Torah. It's a whole sugya of itself, the worthiness of a Jew by Kabbalah's Torah, or the lack thereof. There's nothing you have to do. Hashem gave you the Torah. Period. tremendous gift. A person who learns a lot of Torah doesn't deserve it any more than the person who doesn't learn at all. No one deserves God's Torah. It's a tremendous gift. Okay, what you can do is you cannot go to work that day. Atzeres, restrain yourself. Okay, that's Pashup Shah. So again, we call it Atzeres because that's the most obvious aspect of the day. There is no matzah, there is no sukkah, there is no lulav, there is no maror, there is no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's Pashup Shah. Ofan Habez, the second explanation is, Levichan Uroam Bechush HaSecha. Usually we name the Yom Tov for the Ma'orah, for the thing that happened. So for example, Tahainu al Shem Mitzvos Hanagos. We call the Yom Tov based on the experiences, the mitzvos that took place in conjunction, right? We sat in Sukkos, we ate matzah when we left Egypt. V'chein Shar Mo'adim. Masha'en King Yom Shavuos E Nikra al Shem HaMa'orah Rak al Shem Mitzvos HaSfira. Why do we call it Shavuot? Shavuos, the 7 weeks we just counted? We just learned in the Sfira piece that we don't even want to do that. Right? So now that we made it through the count, that's done. Why are we naming the holiday that we're celebrating now based on what we did the last 7 weeks? Yeah? Let's talk about what this holiday was in its time. Let's talk about right now, Mekabel the Torah. Yes, again, in the Nosach HaTefillah, we refer to it as Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torasenu. So yeah, we get that. Right? But the way that we refer to, forget Atzeres for a second. Shavuos, what is Shavuos? I call the Yom Tov by the weeks that have passed. So he says, the Radicher explains, why call the Yom Tov based on a mitzvah that passed? We're celebrating the completion of a mitzvah. What does it mean we're celebrating the completion of the mitzvah? The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Tesi li dechad mesayim mevechulu. I think it was Abaye who said. It's either Abaye or Yosef. I think it was Abaye. Abaye said, I should be rewarded that when it's Tzur V'mir Abana, when a young Talmudic scholar would finish a Masechta, I'd always make a party for him. So what are you celebrating? And he finished. Okay, so that's done. What are you celebrating now? Celebrating that he finished something? Yeah, it's called a Siyam. Reflecting on that accomplishment. When a person finishes a masechta, you make a party. Sometimes you make a big party. You can see mashas, you take over a whole stadium. People who are full-time, Torah scholars, it's a big accomplishment for them. That's what gives them something to rejoice over. Yeah, we celebrate our success in Torah.
Mazosa.
What's the nature of the simcha? What's the idea of a siyum? Haluk far avra ha mitzvah. You're celebrating it after it's over. What are we celebrating? Celebrating what's behind me? What is that? Yes, but we all understand the siyum is reflecting on the accomplishment. Avalhu minag nachon kamosha perish rashi al shmini atzeres. What am I celebrating? Am I just showing off that I finished learning something? What is the celebration of a siyum? The celebration of a siyum is my desire, my commitment to cling to the thing that I was just osik in. It's almost the opposite. It's almost the opposite of the sphere piece, right? The sphere piece says there's a part of us that we don't say shachianu because I just want to get it over with. I mamash just want to be done with it. Yeah, I want to get through it as quickly as I can. Yeah.
In siyum, aren't you saying that like I've done this, but
I'm gonna do more. Okay, so part of it, right? So part of it is I'm gonna do more, but part of it is the second thing you said that I'm gonna come back. Right. I don't want to leave you. I want to maintain my connection to you. So that is what Shmini Atzeres is. Let's go back to Atzeres for a second. Atzeres is in the context of Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, that's how it appears in the Torah. What's the famous feeling that is captured by Shmini Atzeres? For all of Sukkot, we brought a lot of Karbanos. For all of Sukkot, we brought Karbanos connected to the 70 nations of the world. Now, all of a sudden, we come to what? Now all of a sudden we come to Shmini Atzeres, and what does Hashem say to us? Kosha alai predaschem. I can't let go of you. It's so hard to let go. I enjoyed your company so much. Sitting together in the tzeila de memnusa, sitting in the sukkah. Now you're going back into the house. Can I at least come into the house? Let's go together into the house. Kosha alai predaschem. It's hard to leave you, Hashem says. I want to be with you. L'ma davar doma. What is this comparable to? Lesar Echa, this is the famous Rashi. Lesar Echa, Shehiz Minas HaMelech, Im Kol Sori HaMalucha, El Esuda Achas. Right, imagine a big party, so many people were there. It's Geshmak, a big party is Geshmak. You know what else is Geshmak? to sit one-on-one with your beloved at a candlelight dinner, with no one else around, you know, to just have a little private time. It's also very nice. Sometimes the big party is a lot of fun, but at the end, I just want to be, see my space. I'll just be one-on-one. Achar asuda kasharatza melech lenso lebeiso. When the king is leaving, I made a big party. I threw a big bash. I invited all the dignitaries and all the noblemen from all the lands. But I say, my beloved king, it's so hard to let you go. We're in the reverse. Sometimes you go to the palace with all the other dignitaries, and the king says to his favorite, to his most trusted official, I want to have a private meal with you. It was nice to gather together, you know, all my representatives throughout the land, but I want to be with you. I can't let go of you. I need a little private. I need yichidus with you. I need a yichud. I want to have alone time with you. The big party was great, but I want some private time. So Chav is the same thing here. V'hu adin kan. Svira sa'omer. Lafichach nikra shmini atzeres. Lafisha kol yimei achag makrivim kama parim v'kama evim. Throughout shmini atzeres, we're bringing karbanos for the whole world. I told you once the difference between Pesach and Shavuos, as far as I'm saying, is that Pesach we teach Emunah to ourselves, to our children, to our families. Sukkos, we go out in the streets, we build a sukkah. It's like a pop-up, you know, booth of preaching, you know, godliness in the world. And we bring karbanos, 70 parim for the 70 nations of the world. We go out and we teach the whole world. But at the end of that, okay, no, we did our outreach, God. We brought your presence to the world. Now, can we have a little private time with you? Did we earn a little quiet time? To try to lock in atzeres, restrain, to hold on to that feeling of joy. This is the reason we make a siyum. And that's why we call it atzeres and shvuos. Shvuos. I'm reflecting on the 7 weeks of the Omer, right? The accomplishment of having put in the day in, day out, counting the Omer is a very chashuv thing. That consistency, which makes a real ben Torah. A person who's a Torah-dick person has to have Seder in his life. He has to have consistency in his life. It's important to make a daily commitment to learning, to davening, to living in Kalim. So that's why it's called Shavuos. I'm reflecting back on the 7 weeks that I counted. And it's called Atzeres, because I'm trying to what? Not let go of the mitzvah sphira. Shana osen osa yom tov, I'll see a mitzvah sphira. Yes, it's a big accomplishment. It's worth... Don't just have the mentality like we learned in the first piece from Sphira. Right? I just want to get through it. No. Realize the steps that you took to get here are chashiv. And reflect on the process. Appreciate the process. Valzen nikra b'shem atzeres. And that's why it's called atzeres. It's the second pshat. Okay? And now the third pshat. Here's the third pshat. Ofen ha-gimel, the third pshat's like this. The third pshat is hu al-pi divrei ha-ramban. The Ramban in the Sefer Amunu Bitachon. Ramban wrote a sefer called Amunah B'Tachon. Ramban in chapter 19, the Berditcher likes to quote this, and he says, you'll see he writes here, he says, I'm not saying it, it's not exactly the way the Ramban said it, but this is what the Ramban said. He admits, he's like, I'm saying the word, Ad Kan Lashon Ramban, but my own way of saying it. That's what he says, you'll see in a second. Right, in Parakut Tess of Amunah B'Tachon of the Ramban. The Pasuk says several times in Shir HaShirim, it says in the second parak, it says in the third parak, it says a similar lashon in the eighth parak. Im ta'iru v'im ta'oru asa'av ad shetechpatz. Twice it says exactly the same pasuk. Im ta'iru v'im ta'oru. And in the eighth parak it says, as it's quoted here, ma ta'iru ma ta'oru asa'av ad shetechpatz. Okay, first pasuk pshat. What does it mean? Ma ta'iru ma ta'oru asa'av ad shetechpatz. Or im to iru, as appears twice, in the second and third part. Im to iru v'im to oru, esa'av ad shetachpatz. What's the pasuk pshat?
What awakens the love until the moment that you yearn?
Okay, I like that pshat. That's not the most pasuk pshat. That's how I would have translated it also.
What's ta'iru?
So Levi Yitzchak says, ta'iru means to arouse or to awaken. But it's negative. The pasuk pshat, most pasuk pshat is, right, ma ta'iru ma ta'oru. Don't like cause trouble, right? Don't disturb. Don't awaken. You know, don't get involved. Don't cause trouble. Don't disturb the ava. Ad means while it is still ad shetechmatz, while it is still desirable. Just let the love be. Right? Don't question it so much. Yeah? Don't analyze it so much. You go on the date, you go on the first date, yeah? And you're already trying to figure out how we're gonna raise our kids. Mati matar asava chatechpats. Right now, she's a nice girl. She's a cute girl, yeah, she's a cute girl. She has a nice personality, yeah. She's a respectful person. She has good midos over the course of the day. Yeah, she's intelligent. She's fun to hang out with. Good. So leave it alone. Like, what are you getting into heavy stuff on the first day? Matir matarach as a ava chetechpats. Are you disturbing the ava while it's still while it's chafetz, it's desire? What do you like about this girl? I don't know. I like her. Good. That's good. It's a good starting point. That's a good place to start. Obviously, you're gonna have to get into some real stuff. But matir matar, what do you have to rattle the relationship by asking serious, questions? What do you do on Yom Ha'atzmaut? It's not a question for the first date. Right? It's not a question for the first date. I imagine, you can probably work it out. If all the other pieces are there, you'll figure out how to find which posek you can comfortably, decide on to deal with that thing. Okay? So leave it alone. Now let's say Levius looks pshat, right? Im te'irim te'ora sa'ava chetech. How'd you say? What'd you say? Say it again. What's your pshat?
How do you awaken the love?
You need a ratzon, right? The ratzon to awaken the love. Okay. So let's see. What's Ramban say? Uperish kishemegiel la'adam ezis oris shel yira va'ava la'boy baruch. Sometimes a person has an awakening. A person has an awakening, a spiritual awakening, a spiritual arousal. Doesn't matter if it's a Sarusa de la Ela that Hashem woke you up, or a Sarusa de la Tati woke yourself up. The bottom line is, you're feeling connected. So good. So I'll ask you a simple question. A lot of or in your life. Your lights are on. Yair Hashem panavi lecha. Yeah, Yair panavi tanu sela. The lights are on. Good. So now what? You're inspired. At an inspiring Shabbos. Good. So now what? What do you do with it? What do you do with the or? What do you do? You have to do something with it. Not only will I be, is it beneficial to do something with it, but it'll be damaging if I don't do something with it. Because there's too much energy and there's no kli. I have to make a kli. I have to attach that hisoris to something practical. It can't just be inspiration for the shame of inspiration. It has to be inspiration that leads to action. The light show of Har Sinai, right, was to be able to then say, okay, good, now I'm going to give you Shulchan Aruch. Right? I'm putting on a cool, exciting show, Hashem says. Lights and sounds, but now that you're wowed, Hashem says, good. So now I can tell you, by the way, I actually care how you shower and how you put on your shoes.
So
what type of pot you use. Yeah, what does he say?
In the video that was sent on Friday. Lahazir
Gedolim Al-Katana, right? The big moments have to illuminate the small moments, right? Nachon. Okay, so let's see. So says the Ramban, as understood by the Kedushas Levi, when a person has that awakening to be close to Hashem, he's in awe of Hashem. He's in love with Hashem. As I take of umiyad yiralasos lakli, fashion a vessel, make a kabbalah, do something practical. Hainu shiasa take of a mitzvah, attach it to a mitzvah. The hainu shiyitein tzedakah, give some money over that. Do something, attach it to something of substance. I always explain this Ramban and this Kedushas Levi. And he has this, he saw it in a few places. I always say, when a person goes on a trip, right, and you go to the gift shop, and you buy some little dinky thing, a little keychain that says, I love Florida, yeah, or a shot glass, the shot glass collection, yeah, or you buy a t-shirt, or a sticker, whatever it is, yeah, each child or adult, Lafi Madrigasa, right, what is that? What do I need an I love Florida? Does that really capture the experience I had vacationing with my family in Florida for a week? And the answer is yes and no. Of course, the feelings that we had over the course of the week, it's beyond words. It's such a great time. Right? But I want to attach it to something tangible. Why don't I take pictures? Does the picture really give over the full feeling that I had then? No, but when I look at the picture, it reawakens the feeling. I'm attaching it to what? To a chayfetz, to an object, to a kli. So when I have isoris, so give tzedakah. Oh, yeshiv, take of lilmod. Learn over it. Take that hisoris, do a mitzvah. Learn a mishnah. Ah, the mishnah that I'm learning has nothing to do with the good feeling I had from the Fabrengen that I had with my chaver Friday night. Okay. But I can try to attach it to something of substance, like physical. When a person has that sudden awakening, who or hanishma love me lamala, Hashem is giving you some or, some light. You have some soul, but soul needs a body. Give it a guf. What's the guf? The guf is the mitzvah. The guf is the learning. The guf is the thing that you did with it, the feeling. That it should have, again, it should be strengthened. It should be solidified, I think is a good way to say it. Basis means what?
Foundation.
A foundation, a base. It should be attached to something. So it shouldn't just dissipate into thin air. You should tie it down. That it shouldn't just, you know, drift off to the side and be a fleeting experience. There's a very deep pneumius that he says that also is being rumis here. But the Pashup Shot's also true. You go on the vacation, so bring back a souvenir. You have a Hesoros and a Avodas Hashem, Ava, Yira, whatever it is, attach it to something. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Ma ta'iru, ma ta'oru, what good, so to speak, is the Hesoros? As Ava, all of that love, all of that emotion, that raw emotion. As Ava atche techpats. How can we assess if it's real atche techpats until you attach it to a chefetz? Or Gedaliah quotes this Kedushas Levi also all the time. So it's very Yesodistic. Because we love those high moments. We love the Hazir Gedol Amal Katana. Right? We love those lofty moments. But attach it, find a way to make sure that I'll still be able to tap into it on those colder days, spiritually colder days. Ki chayfetz hu lashon kli. Chayfetz, an object. A little dinky souvenir from the gift shop. The hainu ha'es ores ahu shaba la'adam tzarech tekef u'miyad kli. V'zeo atche techpat. Don't lose the moment. Don't let don't be overwhelmed by the wow of the experience, and not be makabel something practical. Ad kan l'shono. Look at this line. I love it. It's very, very sweet. Ad kan l'shono. These are the words of the Ramban. Af she'in ze l'shono mamish. Even though it's not exactly what he says. This is the berditcher tights of the Ramban. Okay. So now let's finish the piece, and then we'll stop for the day. I have two ha'aras outside that I want to share, and then we'll. But Adkan Berditcher for today. One more paragraph. V'nei b'shas matan Torah, shai b'vaday li Yisrael oz hisoros gedol. So again, a Jew feels mamish, he feels lit up on Shavuos. And that's because a Jew felt lit up by Kabbalah's Torah. It's a lichtiger time. He went through Tzvira, Gevaldik, tremendous feelings. So a Jew feels a tremendous hisoros. V'lohay lemadayin shum mitzvah lasos li Yisoros kli. The problem is, technically, we had some mitzvos, right, prior to Kabbalah Satorah. But for the most part, in accordance with the or that we just received, we didn't have kalim for it. How do you hold on to that? So much so that our neshama, the Gemara says, our neshama was flying out of our body. Which is basically we're saying that there was an overload of or and not enough kli. We need more kli to hold it together. To be medabik the or to the kli. Mukhach lomar shayim mekayimah mitzvos hagbala. So Hashem had to give us a mitzvah. Hashem not only had to give us a mitzvah, Hashem had to give us a mitzvah, which by definition is a mitzvah that essentially is kalim. A mitzvah called kalim. Or said differently, a mitzvah called what? Hagbalah. What was Hagbalah? Hagbalah was at the mountain, right? Know your place. Know where you're allowed to stand, not allowed to stand at the mountain. Fashion for yourself a kli. You can't just take as much ore as you want. You'll burst. Shvira sakelim. You need to have a kli, hagbal. You need to make boundaries. We need to make layers, right? We need to make fences. That's what the Jews did at Har Sinai. That was the mitzvah of Har Sinai. Vayagid Moshe is divrei ha'am el Hashem. Moshe reported back to Hashem. The Jews are interested. What do they report? They're willing to do hagbalah. Yeah. So says the Berditchever. Shehizir Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Shalom Liga Bahar. Don't touch the mountain. It's a death sentence. It's not even a view getting too close. You got to be careful. A Jew has to have Oros in Kalim, otherwise you're going to be all over the place, you're going to be a very lofty, floaty Jew who accomplishes nothing with his life, because you're going to be too much Or. And by showing restraint at Har Sinai, Tzeres, restraint, right? More so than gathering. It's also gathering, because it's gathering in the Or, like Yoni said. But it's Tzeres, like Levi Yitzchak said, restraint, hold back. Don't be overwhelmed by the or. That's the third pshat that I told the Litvaks. Okay, so three pshat and why it's called the tzaras. Pashat pshat is because there's an isra malacha and there's no positive mitzvah. Number two, atzaras, we're trying to hold on to sfiras ha'omer, which is a very meaningful process. And number three, bichlal, the experience of Har Sinai was very overwhelming, and therefore the avoda for a Jew who wants so badly to be drawn towards the light of Torah, like a bug towards the light, just keeps coming back and keeps coming back, keeps coming back. You want to make sure you're able to take it with you. It shouldn't just be a system overload. But lemaisa, you should be able to take something with you. Okay? Let's end with two things. One which I shared with you recently, but I want to share it with you a little bit more again inside, so you know where it is. It's a very gavaldic piece. And one that we haven't mentioned, at least this year we haven't mentioned. There's a Shem Yishmuel in Shavuos, Tafresh Ayin Dal. It's on page 82. The Shem Yishmuel asks a simple question on the pasuk we just mentioned, or I just mentioned. Ve'agid Moshe as Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. Moshe reports back to Hashem. What did Moshe report to Hashem? The Gemara says in Shabbos that they're willing to makabel upon themselves mitzvas hagbala. The Jews are willing to show restraint. They understand there's a lot of or. They're willing to make the kli. They're willing to make the kli. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Shabbos. That's Rashi. Fine. So he says, my father asked the following question. Yeah? Mitzvas hagbala. He quotes from the Avnei Nezer. Mitzvas hagbala. Mitzvas hagbala. Lama haisaba. What do you need hagbala for? Now you're seeing how I'm connecting it back to the first piece, the sphere piece. That desire of a Jew, counting 7 weeks. I just wanna be with my beloved. Stop putting more restrictions, Hashem. We're getting married. It's time for us to be together. Furthermore, says the Avnei Nezer, even if you don't give them a mitzvah, don't draw close, they couldn't draw close. God spoke and their souls went flying 12 mil, the Gemara says. Hashem was pushing them back. So what do they need to be makabel upon themselves as mitzvahs hagbala? So he said, my father answered that question. He said, I'll ask a further question. Right? We know, and you'll see the next piece in Kedushas Levi is about this, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around, V'zarach Meseir Lavo, Hashem went to all the nations, and he offered them the Torah. And he said, Nu, what's in the Torah? Esav says, what's in the Torah? What's in the Torah? Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach, that's our thing. This is not going to work for us. Yishmael, you want the Torah? Yeah, we want the Torah. What's in the Torah? Lo sinaf. Lewd behavior. Am adam lechamor, chumrius, physicality. But what the Quran says, a good Arab husband can do with his wife, not do even to his wife, with his wife, as if she's an object. We can't do lo sinaf. It's too hard for us. Okay. And then Hashem comes to Klal Yisrael and gives him the Torah. That's not fair. Why didn't Hashem present to Klal Yisrael something against their nature? You dafka Hashem in highlighting, you want my Torah, what's in it? You dafka pointed out the thing that you knew would be the hardest thing. You didn't do that for the Jews, that's not fair. So what's the typical answer? What's the typical answer to the question? What's the famous answer to the question? Nasav and Ishmael, we didn't ask, we just said we'll do. If you're willing to just do, you trust Hashem, Hashem gives you the Torah, period. Says the Shem Yishmuel, in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, no. Hashem said something to the Jews, which is the hardest thing in the world for a Jew to do. And it's the biggest limud zchus in the world on Klal Yisrael. It's the nicest thing you can say about a Jew. You know what the hardest thing for a Jew to do is? To not be close to Hashem all the time. Hagbalah. When Hashem says, I'm gonna blast you with or and I'm asking you to show restraint, it's so hard. It's impossible. Listen to these words. They're beautiful. Sheba'emes nemer liyisrael davrshu hifach tivam. Just like Esau was told lo sirtzach, and just like Yisrael was told lo sinaf, Klal Yisrael was told what? Something that was against their nature. And they still said, it's hard, but we'll do it. What was the thing that's so hard for Yid? What's so hard for a Jew? I just want to be in a Shema. I don't want to be a body. I want to be Nadav and Aviv. I want to go into Kodesh Kedoshim. You know why? Because I want to. I want to be close all the time to Hashem because I want to. Hainu Shetevi Yisrael Liskar Vel Hashem Yisbach. It's very hard to tell my neshama to have restraint. That's it. Being close to Hashem, that is the only thing that's good by me. So Hashem says to Moshe, go see ask the Jews. Are they willing to accept the Torah with boundaries, with borders, with restraint? Can you stand at a distance and not be frustrated by that? Hainu. Hach mitzvah shekeneged tivam. When we call makom kiblu. Okay. So then you can become clients. It was very hard to hold back at Har Sinai. We just want to be close. Sfiras HaOmer is a very hard process for a Jew who just wants to get close. I appreciate the process. I understand that. I'll celebrate it when I make it through. I'll call the Yom Tov Shavuos, like we learned. But it's really hard for a Jew to hold back. But again, Hashem is teaching you the first thing you need to know about being a Yid is what? Oros and Kalim. If I can't show that balance of Oros and Kalim, then it's not going to work. There's a time, Ratz V'Shov, it's not going to work. So I mentioned Baal Peh, but now I'll just tell it to you quickly inside. And it's interesting, the person who he quotes. The Kli Chemda was a student of the Avni Nezer. He was maybe the most famous student of the Avni Nezer. Avni Nezer, the father of Shem Yeshua. Rav Meir Don Plotsky. And he quotes in Parshas B'Shalach on page 193 and 194, the Gemara that I mentioned the other week, when Rus is becoming Frum, right? And the Ami says, you gotta know, there are rules. And she starts telling her rules. There's Yichud, and there's Halachos, there's this, and there's that. What's the first thing she tells her? Tchum. You need to know there's an Erev. There's a Tchum Shabbos. There's borders, there's boundaries. That's the first thing you tell a prospective convert. Kiilu, that's like the starting point. You gotta know there's boundaries, there's borders. That's the first thing you introduce. So who does he quote here? He quotes here from Hagon HaKadosh Migur. He quotes the Ger Rav. It's interesting. The Shem Yishvul quoted the Avni Nezer, who's the Kli Chemda's Rabbi Mufak, is saying this pshat. But he quotes it from the Ger Rav. That what? Zarach may say Erlam of Ophiyam Yivhar Parah, and then Hashem went to all the nations of the world, and he asked them, do you want to accept my Torah? So says the Ger Rav, it's not fair. Why didn't Hashem do the same thing for the Jewish people? Why didn't Hashem present us something that was opposite our nature? Now listen to how he says it. He says it a little different. Right? Maybe we also would have said no. You told Esav the hardest thing for me. He said no, I don't want the Torah. We'll see in the next piece in Kedushas Levi and Shavuos, why did Hashem do that? Why did Hashem Bechla have to like, taunt the Goyim? So you'll see, he says, really the Goyim wanted the, without that, the Goyim 95% wanted the Torah, and you'll see what that does for us in the future. When we're living in America, not in Eretz Yisrael, the base of Mikdash, why is it helpful to know that what? That Edom, that Esav wanted everything other than don't kill. We can steal that in Galus. We can pick up on that vibe. The guy wanted Torah also, 95%. Says the Ger Rebbe, Hashem gave us something which is very hard for us, which is what? Don't ascend the mountain. Now, what does it mean? Here's how the Ger Rebbe explains it. Ger Rebbe explained. It means, Hagbala means be willing to do mitzvos without trying to always understand everything. Hagbala is part of the Nasa Vinishma. Right? There's a temptation to want, the tchum is, you don't need to understand everything in order to be able to do it. You need to just know your place. But Rabbi, why can't women, no. It's already, you're already crossing a line. That's what he says. I'm not being harsh to be harsh because it's in Yana Diyoma, I think, very much. So off. Like so off. A girl sitting with a Gemara with like a skirt that doesn't cover her knees. That's so off. That's totally Vinahavachu. That's Mamash Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the men did the women's work, the women did the men's work. I'm not trying to be Harif to because Cook walked in. I'm not I'm trying to say something amazing. That's so off. That is so wrong. It's just totally look what he says. I'll just last paragraph. Uve emes nira deze yesod shall call the Torah. Lahagbil a seichel kol adam. A person has to know his place. You have your place. A Kohen has his place. A Levi has his place. A Yisrael has his place. Oh, and by the way, you know what all the Svarim say? Kohen, Levi, Yisrael is Rosh Yitevos Kli. Gvulim, Kalim. You got to make a Kli. The first thing you need to know, Rosh says to Naomi, is that there's Gvulim, there's Tchumim. Oh, and by the way, when you get to the end of the Torah, Le'enei, Kol, Yisrael, Sof Yitevos, Kli. It's Kalim. Kalim. Torah is infinite, it's endless or, but it has to be in Kalim. If it's not in Kalim, we're going to have a total breakdown of Klal Yisrael. Nasa v'nishma, he says. Nishma is understanding. Shekiblo asam Yisrael matam Torah. No. Nasa before nishma. Shalal yirtzel ha'avin yoseh rakimashi yashpia lem Hashem yisbach. Whatever you tell me to do, Hashem, I'm going to do. And I'm not going to try to make my own svar as why I need to do this or do that and take whatever I want. Kabbalah satorah. Kabbalah satorah. Makabel. Rak ayidei mitzvos v'torah kadosha. I can think about what's for me. Women also have certain things that that's not their focus. For whatever reason, that's not their neshama is programmed. Chazal say, Osir l'lamidus bito Torah. And yes, I understand the Chavetz Chaim, the Imre Emes, and the Ritzadikim who pushed the Beis Yaakov movement. And they pushed it against very strong opposition from many Hungarian Gedolim. And I think we can look back and say it's a good thing. But that's the Chavetz Chaim, that's the Imre Emes. That's not every person deciding to cross certain boundaries. And there's what's Mekubal and Klai Yisrael, and there's what's not Mekubal and Klai Yisrael. V'hainu shekoli karen shal siyas nashim. Okay, fine. These are the shumas that are going to be hard for people who are going to hear this to maybe be makava. But yes, Ezer Kenegdo. Ezer Kenegdo. And if you want to get 100 on the score, and you want your neshama to be as... Yes, there's different avodas for different people. And there's nothing bidi ever about that. That's the tragedy. The notion that equality means doing exactly the same things. No, equality means you be the best you, and I'll be the best me. And Kohen Gadol will be the best Kohen Gadol. And a regular Kohen will be a Kohen, and a Levi will be a Levi, and Yisrael will be Yisrael, and a woman will be a woman, and a Katan will be a Katan. Right? And each person will know their chelek in Torah, and a person who's supposed to be giving a lot of tzedakah is not going to be zugging Tehillim all day like that famous Maisa. And the person who's supposed to be saying Tehillim is not going to be feeling badly, he's not giving tzedakah. Each person has to know his chelek, has to know his place in Klal Yisrael. It's really the first thing. That's why it's called Atzeres. The Yom Tov is called Atzeres. To make sure, again, this is sort of the negative side of it, right? But the positive side of it is not a tzaris. Hashem is giving us an opportunity to lock in a lot of ur on shuas. We have to make sure that we're makabel in the right way, to make the proper clay. Yeah?
This may have been discussed before I got in, but don't we say that, like, how is there a national, the nature behind the yid before Matan Torah?
What do you mean the nature on the yid?
Like, you're saying that Hashem went to all other goyim and he asked them, you know, the Torah says you can't kill. That's against our nature.
You're saying right. So where do we acquire the nature of that she'ifa to always be close?
You said the room of Aaron Nefesh HaChaim. Yeah. Like there's like, you know, we have this spiritual capability, but it seemed that it would be a far-fetched thing to say that after Mitzrayim, right, the Jews were on a spiritual lofty level.
Right. Well, that's the, I mean, again, imagine the person who was held back for so long, right? If there's one thing I want to do when God finally pulls us in, is to just be pulled in. You finally took us out of Mitzrayim. Just let us be close. No, now we're going to wait another 7 weeks. I can't. That's crazy. I waited 210 years for this. I'm not waiting another 7 weeks.
So you're saying...
That's so when it's time to be close, let us be close. And Hashem says, no, I want you still to wait.
So nature is not necessarily about doing certain mitzvahs. It's just about the whole concept of being
restrained.
Close to Hashem.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for being here. Shkoyach. You should be zochet to have a lot of or and a lot of kelim. Make a big kli, and then you're zochet to a lot of or. How it goes.
And break the candle to the